In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Some words of Jesus from the Gospel today. The Father who dwells in me does his works. The Father who dwells in me does his works. When we look at Jesus' life as given to us in the Gospels, we see this statement lived out in every action, in every word, in every deed, in every day of Jesus' life, in everything that's portrayed in the Gospel. We see Jesus in everything that he does and says, revealing the presence of the Father, doing his works through the Son. The way that Jesus behaves, the way that he relates to people, we see grace and truth and love and compassion displayed in the whole of Jesus' life. Because Jesus' life was one of total service to the Father. And in that, a life of service to the people of his time. Unless there be no mistake for Jesus' disciples then, or for us now, Jesus himself says, I am among you as one who serves. And Jesus came not to be served, but to serve. Jesus, on that night before he died, is the one who gives that great act of service in washing the feet of his disciples. Jesus is the one who responds to the cries and to the pleas of all of those who are desperate and who turn to him for help. Jesus' life of service and devotion to God led, of course, ultimately, as we know, to the cross. But it led beyond the cross to resurrection and to life eternal, which is the particular theme of this Easter season in which we are now and which we continue to celebrate. I don't suppose I was the only one. In fact, I know I'm not, because somebody did speak to me. Most of us, I'm sure, maybe all of us, watched the coronation yesterday. From the BBC, they were amazed at the gold coaches. I'm sure lots of people were. And there are lots of descriptions about where they came from and who made them and all of that sort of thing. So there's all these gold coaches and all of the pageantry and the splendour of that occasion. But wasn't it interesting that all of that pomp and circumstance, if you like, was powerfully set in the context of service? King Charles was explicit in that commitment to his calling to serve. There were lots of powerful moments yesterday, but one of them, which I and lots of other people found, was in the opening words of the spoken service. A chorister says, "To the King, Your Majesty, as children of the Kingdom of God, we welcome you in the name of the King of Kings." And then, powerfully too, the King responds, "In His name and after His example, I come not to be served, but to serve." Powerful stuff at the beginning of the reign of a new monarch. We continue at this time in the church's year, as I mentioned earlier, to celebrate Easter and the resurrection. And we celebrate and are reminded whenever we turn to the Gospels and the other pages of Scripture of Jesus' life of service, of devotion, and of self-giving love. Today we celebrate King Charles's coronation, and we celebrate too his commitment to serve his people. And we pray for him as he seeks to live out that commitment. And as we do so, surely this is a time also to recommit ourselves to service, and to a life of service. Service of our country, service to our community, service to our church here, and indeed to the church. And perhaps this is a time also to recommit ourselves above all to service of God. A time to recommit ourselves to serve God in the ways that God calls each one of us. And God calls each one of us in different ways to serve him. To serve God in our own lives. To serve God in the places where we live and work and volunteer and relax. To serve God among the people with whom we share life. And to serve God among those whom we encounter along the way. And as we recommit ourselves to this life of service, we do so so that the Father who dwelt in Jesus and who did his works in our Lord, the Father who dwells in me, the Father who dwells in you, the Father who dwells in us, might continue his work, that the Father might continue to work in and through me, you, us, today and each day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.